Early termination and other fees apply. Coverage details at verizonwireless.com.
I don't know if you heard this, Mike, but they are going ahead on the new James Bond movie.
That's what I hear. How about that?
2012 and then every other year after that. So
thank you, MGM.
Although they're not sure that it's going to be Daniel Craig because they think he might be too old.
Really? Oh, that I didn't hear.
And it's only like...
It's going to be Daniel Craig.
He's younger than me.
Well, younger than a lot of them.
Right.
When how old was Roger Moore when he started doing them?
Oh, he had to have been late 30s for sure.
Oh, he was older than
that. He might have been. I don't know.
Daniel Craig's older than you are.
I don't think so.
Oh, yeah, he is.
He's 47.
No, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought he was like barely 40.
No.
I thought he was early 40s.
You know what? I think he's right. He might not be 40.
Check that out, because that'll bother me. I'm pretty sure he's like 40, 41.
I'm telling you. Or maybe it said he'll be 47 in 2012. You want me to
Well, then he would win. But
he looks older.
Yeah.
He's got some lines chiseled out of granite.
It's all that stress from being a secret agent. All right, Daniel Craig is, as of this moment, 42 years old.
As am I. Okay.
Yeah, he was born in March of...
He beats me then.
Born in March of 68.
Okay, so, we would have been in the same class, though, in high school.
You
would
and
have
James
kicked the crap out of me, you know?
In the bathroom. Just like in the movie.
Yeah,
you never forget your first.
Right.
Enough of the James Bond talk. Let's talk to Mike Schultz, who, by the way, is the entertainment editor and movie critic for the River City's Reader. Boy, everyone that works for the paper's got a nice little headache this morning, huh?
I guess so.
Quite a rager,
I didn't get to go, but lots of people did, which is great. We got
I thought you were talking about putting together the dining guy.
Oh, no, that's a headache for a whole other reason. Yeah. Yeah, but that came out really well. Did you see that?
Yeah, it looks good.
It looks great. I was really impressed. Yeah. Yeah, it looks nice.
So what movies did you see, Mike?
Gosh, we saw a bunch.
I know.
Most of them good.
You and I ran into each other this week, and you said that you were
This is the first time hearing of this.
Listen, a lot goes on in my life that you don't need to know about.
Ouch.
Listen.
Oh, so.
We just accidentally bumped into one another. It wasn't like we had a lot of...
If that's all that happened,
then it shouldn't
be a problem.
He gets insanely jealous. If you haven't noticed over the years, it's ridiculous.
Don Wooten?
Yeah, right.
You liked the...
I liked a bunch of stuff.
Four Colored Girls, The Rainbow Is Enough.
I was going to drop you a note after I saw that, and then I thought you'd never invite me back. Yeah. I had a blast at that thing.
Now, how did you have a blast?
Yeah. It was... you have to really, really like actors. I mean, the people who are just willing to go for broke, who just don't care, who are just going to just do it. Damn it.
They're going to act the hell out of that part.
They're going to act the hell out of that stuff. Yeah, absolutely. The movie's a mess, and it is exactly what you think. It's a lot of talk about, it's a lot of infanticide, it's a lot of rape, it's a lot of, you know, we've got sexually transmitted diseases, there's adultery, there's incest. It's a Tyler Perry spectacular. But boy, oh boy, is it well acted. It's crazy good acted. Yeah, really good people.
Like, you wouldn't be surprised if there's an Academy Award nomination
I would be, because nobody likes this movie. I mean, the people who vote for these things, they're not going to vote for it. But you got Thandie Newton and Kimberly Leese and Felicia Rashad, and they're all incredible. Yeah, I had a ball.
I'm glad you had fun.
Not a good movie, but I had the time of my life.
Yeah.
So you like the performances more than the whole movie.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, I guess that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah. So I was okay with it. Megamind?
Yeah.
Hysterical.
Yeah, good.
I had a blast.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's Despicable Me all over again, pretty much. But boy, it's got funny jokes, and it moves really fast. And
help me out, Mike. Isn't it the same studio that put out basically the same movie?
No, I thought so too. Despicable Me was Universal, I think, and this is DreamWorks.
Okay, that makes a little more sense.
Yeah, and it's a little DreamWorksy. It's a lot of pop tunes that were kind of fresh 7 years ago, you know, when they started the animation process.
So there's a lot of Smash Mouth.
Yeah, right.
Hey now, no stuff.
Yeah, but it was good. I'm already quoting the movie with
it's
friends.
Good.
Yeah.
All right.
It was a really good time.
Basically, this is as good as Despicable Me, or about the same.
Almost as good. Yeah.
About the same.
Pretty close to the same.
But
either way, you win.
All right. It's
great. Due Date, totally disappointing.
Yeah.
Really not fun at all. The one with Robert Downey Jr. and Zach.
Is it just mean?
Yeah. It's a drama of all things.
Oh, really?
It's played really. It's too serious. Mm-hmm. It's the previews. It's one of those movies where the previews actually do give away every good joke. or at least every kind of funny joke in the movie. But it's mostly Downey being pissed for 2 hours.
I didn't see much in the trailer.
No, he's just mad for 2 hours, and Zach is just clueless for 2 hours and sad, and he cries a lot, and it's like
just taking it.
Yeah, and it's and Downey doesn't have any kind of arc. He's a jerk at the beginning. He's a jerk in the last 30 seconds. It's it's just kind of unpleasant.
Yeah. Okay.
Didn't have any fun at that.
Stay away from that.
Good to know, because they almost got my money.
Yeah. I love that documentary, Waiting for Superman, about the public education system, which was great. It's already gone, so why bother talking about it? But when it's on DVD, check it out.
Okay.
And I saw Morning Glory, which we might have a clip for. I don't know.
Well, we do. We can actually. You want to start with that one?
And then it opened on Wednesday. So
did it really?
It did indeed.
This is about TV, morning television.
Yeah. It's like broadcast news for the Today Show audience.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And this movie, Rachel McAdams, who, by the way,
she's perfect.
She's a hardworking TV producer who stumbles into a job trying to revitalize the last place national morning news show. In this clip, Mike, played by Harrison Ford, outlines his resume. This is Morning Glory in theaters today.
I've won 8 Peabodys, a Pulitzer, 16 Emmys. I was shot through the forearm in Bosnia. Pulled Colin Powell from a burning Jeep. I laid a cool washcloth on Mother Teresa's forehead during a cholera epidemic. I had lunch with Dick Cheney.
You're here for the money.
That is correct.
He's just that funny.
Yeah?
He's great.
Yeah?
It's about time.
Yeah.
Stay away from my wife.
Stay away from Miami. Coming up. Who took Miami? I want Miami back.
So it's Harrison Ford playing Harrison Smith.
their
last place.
So so is it good?
The movie itself is just fine. It is really well. It's really well played. It's Rachel McAdams is fantastic. So funny and charming and sweet. And I don't know why it took 30 years to get Harrison Ford and Diane Keaton playing opposite each other. That's inspired.
Yeah.
She's just, you know, she's Diane Keaton. He's Harrison Ford.
Right.
They're doing all their typical stuff, but boy, it plays well opposite each other.
Yeah.
I had a blast.
Yeah.
It's a big sitcom. Yeah. Don't expect anything more, but it's really entertaining. It moves quickly. It's good.
Morning Glory. All right.
Yeah.
That's a like. And then the only other movie I have on the schedule is Unstoppable.
We actually got two, but let's talk about Unstoppable.
Denzel Washington and Chris Pine have to stop a runaway train carrying enough chemicals to wipe out a nearby city. It's not good that you're laughing at the premise.
I don't know.
I mean, it's a laughable
premise. It's a runaway train.
Is this a true story?
It's based on inspired by true events.
It's inspired by a really fast train.
Okay. There really are things called trains.
That go that fast.
From time to time, they carry chemicals.
Excuse me, I'm looking for Frank Barnes.
You found him?
I'm Will Coulson. We're working together today. Train 1206.
1206?
That's the one.
That's the profile?
Yeah. You want to take a look? Is there a problem?
No problem. I just don't like working at a damn daycare center.
Yeah, well, I don't like working at a retirement home, so.
Right.
Take that, old
man.
That's
right.
Boy, this
snap!
Correct me if I'm wrong.
First 2 minutes of starting a job?
I don't like having to do this today.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Is this now a formula, Denzel with the young white kid that he has to show the ropes to?
Yeah.
This feels like it's training day on a train.
Is training day now.
Yeah. Am I
wrong?
You win
one damn Oscar, and then that's all you want to do.
Right.
Yeah, looks like the same old. But I don't know. The reviews so far are really good, so we'll see. I hate Tony Scott. God, I hate his...
What else has he done?
Ugh, Man on Fire is like...
I love Man on Fire.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Okay, God bless.
What else?
Tony Scott, that one with Keira Knightley where she's like...
Atonement?
No, that would be good. No, Domino, there we go. That she's like a...
Oh, yeah.
It's like the La Femme Nikita type of thing.
Right.
I don't know.
He did The Last Boy Scout? He did Top Gun, this guy.
He did Top Gun.
How do you hate this guy?
I thought that was all right. That was fine, I guess.
He did the taking of Pelham 1-2-3. Isn't that Denzel Washington with a runaway train?
Yes, it is. Yeah.
That never came up? Dude, this guy
Wait a minute.
This guy did a True Romance. You're not going to sit here and bash True Romance.
True Romance is... more good than not.
Wasn't it a runaway subway?
No, that's Crimson Tide, which Tony Scott also directed, by the way.
Throw me, like, his last five titles.
All right. So you hate his more recent stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
He did The Taking of Pelham 123.
That one's all right. Okay.
He did Deja Vu.
I hate that.
Domino.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Man on Fire.
Awful.
Spy Game.
Yeah, bad.
Enemy of the State.
That's okay.
The Fan.
Robert De Niro, right.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was all right.
That wasn't bad.
All right.
Okay.
Well,
so
you know,
I really hate a few of his
movies. He also directed the video for Danger Zone by Mr. Kenny Loggins.
Oh, hey, well then.
And he directed the video for George Michael's One More Try. You are not going to sit here and bash on George Michael. Not on this show.
Not in your presence.
Not on this show.
Maybe elsewhere.
You go ahead and take that to Don Wooten. You're not doing it here.
I'm forever stunned by the clips you have at your fingertips.
But
well,
if you're
gonna, so you know.
You're going to sit here. You're going to listen without prejudice.
That's right. Volumes 1 and 2, my friend.
If it ever happens.
Oh, we never did release number 2.
No.
One of these days. All right, so what else do we have?
There's something called Skyline opening. Have you seen the previews for this?
That look, the previews look incredible.
The previews look incredible. They have not screened this for critics for
Something's
some reason,
in the
which
sky.
Is like that, which is the bad news sign, of course. But man, the effects look insane in that thing.
They sure
that
do.
Looks, it looks really fun.
Yeah.
Something.
I don't
the
know.
Sky.
Something in the sky and it wants to eat us. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It looked kick ass.
The previews
look
fantastic.
Excited.
Yeah. I can't believe that's not.
Me too.
It's not even on my list of things to talk about.
Isn't
here.
That strange?
Yeah. But that is opening today.
I just assumed that would be like a humongous. That was like when you saw the Independence Day clip and they blew up the White House and you went, holy God.
Right.
And this and that preview was like 3 minutes of that shot. I thought it looked amazing. It's
after a late night party, a group of friends are woken in the dead of night by an eerie light beaming through the window. Like moths to a flame, the light source is drawing people outside before they suddenly vanish into the air. They soon discover an otherworldly force is swallowing the entire human population off the face of the earth.
What's not to
now, like? A band of survivors has to fight for their lives as the world unravels around them.
So it sounds a little Cloverfield-y, but man, you've seen that shot of the UFO kind of sucking everybody up and everyone's
fantastic.
Like flailing about.
Yeah.
It's like Titanic in reverse type of thing.
Yeah,
you know, I don't know. I thought it looked pretty great.
Well,
so we'll see.
Maybe it's just a really.
Two,
yeah, here's the problem with the special effects have become so cheap and so awesome that what used to be B movies. Look like they're super glossy. It's hard to know what the hell is a B movie anymore, unless it's Sharktopus. But even that has great special effects. Have you seen that one yet?
No, I don't know anything about
Eric
that.
Eric Roberts makes a shark octopus hybrid.
No way.
Yes.
So that when it wants
really?
To, it comes its legs come. It's like the,
comes
it's
out on
the legs of an octopus, but the head of a shark. So it comes up out of the water and it walks on its legs and it eats people right on the
That's
beach.
Fantastic. When did that open? When did that get released?
It was a TV movie.
It was.
No!
I think it had.
Really?
I think it was. Oh, I think it opened in a couple theaters and then went right to the TV.
But,
It's already out on DVD.
Oh, what are these octopus laws?
Sharktopus.
Like, and here's like people
Mickey
are swimming
cameo,
away.
Maybe
so people are swimming away from the sharktopus. And he grabs them with his tentacles, and then he, like, feeds himself with the people.
Really
Giant
excited
shark.
Now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
You don't
want to
go
out.
Bungee cord jumping into the water when there's a sharktopus around.
Not so
That's
much.
That's a scene. Somebody goes bungee jumping, at and then sharktopus comes
back
comes
up. Sharktopus comes up and gets him.
How is this not the biggest hit of all time?
I know, right?
That makes no sense to me.
Well, you've got some choices to make, and...
I might just stay home and rent that.
To make it even easier for you, we have yet another 4-pack of passes.
I'd love to see a review of Sharktopus.
Rave Motion Pictures. Maybe we get that DVD for him and we get an honest to God review like we did for Skyjack.
Right? Yeah. Did you ever do anything with that? Is that like on your site or anything, or did you just read
the
it
Skyjack?
And yeah.
We're keeping that for future
for your book?
Use.
I
did. The coffee table.
I enjoyed
table
the bullet points though that you made.
Oh yeah. Oh.
Caller 9 at 326 Rock 326-1049.
Drunk as she delivers the baby.
Ninth caller gets
if only it was a bomb.
4-pack of passes.
What's wrong? The bomb? Ugh, if it was only the bomb.
4-pack of passes to Rave Motion Pictures there on 53rd in Davenport. Good luck. 326 Rock, 326-104.